This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Every Child is Ours. That's the name of a nonprofit organization in Tuckerman, Arkansas. But that is also the mission statement of one Arkansan who founded it in 1997. Jan Pascal is a former educator who also worked with the Clinton administration. Every Child is Ours is a global educational exchange program. The program works with underdeveloped elementary schools in Mexico, South Africa, and South Dakota on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Pascal talks about how she started the organization. Also with her was Zadwa Delamini, who runs the Every Child is Ours campaign in Johannesburg, South Africa. Here is an interview with Pascal talking about her organization.
Well, years ago, I was a home economics teacher. That's what they called it then, in New Hampshire. And a friend of mine was running for president. And when he was running for president, we had known each other for many years before that, and we had talked about what education could be and should be and what we wanted it to be. And after he was elected, I think all Arkansans were glad to have one of their own, Bill Clinton, be president. But he asked me to be the regional administrator for the U.S. Department of Education for New England. And I'd lived in New Hampshire and taught school there forever, and it was a wonderful opportunity to serve. I got to go to schools on top of schools and be with children and hope that maybe we made a difference in their education.
And tell us about how you got to meet Bill Clinton and how this all kind of got started.
Well, I met him when I was young. You know, I was actually in high school, college, I don't know if I was young, and we had the same ideas. We really wanted to see, he's much smarter than I'll ever be, but we wanted to see if we could have everybody have a chance to have a great life and a wonderful education. We believed in the American dream. We wanted everybody to go to school and be able to find a job and work hard and make things better for the people that follow us.
You started these programs that were kind of, they were nationwide, is that right? I mean, they were kind of something that was really revolutionary in the schools.
Well, it was primarily in New England, because that's where I was, but now we're everywhere. And Every Child is Ours was part of the U.S. Department of Education. President Clinton helped me start it, because what I had seen as I went to 3,000 schools here, there, and yon was that some schools had everything, and some had nothing. And they might be 10 miles away. And I remember being surprised. I mean, I couldn't believe that was the case in New Haven, Connecticut, which Connecticut's known for its wealth. You would find children whose schools had nothing, and 10 miles away, there would be Guilford, Connecticut, that had more than they could ever use. So we started this program, and President Clinton asked all the mayors to look in their schools that had things left over and give them to the Department of Ed, and we would distribute them. And I was so grateful to him, but we always believed that we could do more for all children. So that's what happened. We literally got the Coast Guard and different people to help us. AFL-CIO, I love those guys. They picked up our books. They picked up things for us, and we got those to people who needed it. Right. And every school benefited.
And so this is something that's still been going on. And how did this start in Africa, South Africa? How did this, kind of go worldwide, I guess?
Well, the way it went to South Africa was Zodwa, your next person.
Absolutely.
You're going to talk to.
And we're going to talk to her, for
you
sure.
You know, it was so, life is good. And I had come back to speak at a conference at the University of Arkansas, and their other speaker was Zodwa, who I'd never met. And the more we talked, we realized we felt the same about education. Here she was from South Africa, and me, I was from Tuckerman, Arkansas, and we still believed the same things. We wanted the same things for children. So we vowed we would come and visit each other and help each other with our projects, and that's exactly what's happened. She's come here and helped discuss apartheid and everything else with our children.
Right.
For years, 20 years now, and I have been to South Africa I don't really know how many times. And we have worked there in their schools. And our kids here we're asking them to help us with this again. We need another container to go to South Africa of used books. And then we want the sporting uniforms from all the schools in the area. We want them to give us their old, what they throw away. And we will give them to the children there. And, when I was there, at one time, the kids ran out in their new uniforms, and I had tears because one of those uniforms had belonged to my child in Meredith, New Hampshire, when he played soccer. And out of that whole big thing that we'd gotten, a whole shipping container, for that child to have on Justin's number 23, I couldn't believe it. But I think some things we do that touch our hearts change more lives than we know.
Zadwa, thank you for coming in. Tell us your story, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, I'm Zadwa, and I was born in South Africa. And I've studied in South Africa, came here to the United States, during the height of apartheid system, and studied at the University of Iowa. Mm-hmm. Did my master's there and my doctorate at the university. And from there, I went back to South Africa during the 90s. When President Mandela was released from prison. And thereafter, I worked and served under him as the superintendent of education in one of the provinces in the Northern Cape. And that is when I met with Jen, as she worked for President Clinton at the time. And we started to have that relationship and exchange of knowledge and information. And she started, talking about what it is that she could help me with in my area of education. And the same was also offered to her, to say what it is that we can also do, to strengthen her and her team here in the United States. And that relationship, continued. That is when also CIO started in South Africa.
I know that your parents were huge for you.
Yes.
They really provided you with what you needed to be able to get an education, to be able to really help yourself. Tell us about their influence and their impact in your life.
For my parents, education had always been the cornerstone of any success. And for them at the time, the only way out for any child of theirs, and also in their neighborhood, was to have education. And for them, I think more than ever, especially if, for a girl child, for them, it was very important that I had an education. And fortunately for them, they didn't have to work hard in convincing me, to love education. Mm-hmm. And I just loved reading, and I enjoyed it, and it was my passion. And I wanted to really escape the throngs of poverty, as well as that of, marginalization. Because I could see that, with education, wherever I went, it would always open doors. Hence, whenever they said education, even my grandparents, who did not, who had not gone to school themselves, yet they were the ones who raised me, and very much encouraged me to really go for it. And education for me is one of the cornerstones, really.
I know that when you were working on your PhD in social foundations, you did a lot of research on the education of homeless children in South Africa. And yes. and I know that's your heart and your passion. Mm. How have you continued that work and that passion over the years as an educator and working with Every Child Is Ours to be able to help those children in South Africa?
One of the things that, unfortunately, the apartheid system did was to ensure that, the schools were segregated. But more than that was the fact that the funding was very, very different. And the funding of the black schools was very less, in fact, when you compare it with that of the white kids, as well as that of the Indian children and colored children. It was very, very low. And when the schools would be built, you know, they would say then that, yes, here we have built a laboratory, but it would be a laboratory without any equipment. It would be a library with no books at all. And you would then imagine how would anybody, you know, thrive in a library that does not have a books or laboratory that does not have any equipment, beakers, you name it, did not have. And my relationship with Jen then was definitely beneficial in the sense that with all the work that we did together, we're able to bring, you know, and finish all the schools in Kanana, all the primary schools and the high schools with library books. Mm-hmm. And that is the treasure that I think we gave to the kids, of having their own books, but also to have, you know, books in the library, and for the teachers also to be able to can empower them to say, hey, go into the library and do your project, because at least they knew that they would find, you know, the materials for reference.
And when you hear the story, Jan, and I know you've had many conversations with Zawelness, you are making a difference, and this program is making a difference in South Africa.
They love education.
Yeah.
And the people are beautiful, and they're kind. And, you know, going there is like going home. I love going. And I think when I look back, I can see this one young man. And he was coming in after they'd brought him boxes and boxes of books. And he's got one book, only one book, in his arms. And his arms are folded over that one book. And I said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, I've never had a book before. And the thought that people in New England and in Arkansas and everywhere else could help children have what they need is thrilling, especially bright children. The people there are amazing. And I think it's sort of like what I feel when I describe the kids in Tuckerman.
Sure.
They're amazing. They're doing great things. So, you know, if you think about, to me, education is joy. It is going to a school like we did today and seeing these bright, beautiful children with people who care about them, and knowing that right here in Jonesboro, we can change lives. We can all work out and help every single child. Mm-hmm. And when a school like Jackson County Public Schools can go from, you know, having a few difficulties, they had great teachers, they had a great superintendent, but when we can come in and help them to be in the top 10% academically, and their high school went from a D to an A, yeah, what we're doing is important, and it matters, and we hope others will do the same thing in their schools.
And so I know that you're excited about having Every Child Is Ours in South Africa, and that, so kind of give us an update on how things are going and how the program is going there in South Africa.
The program is going very, very well, in the sense that 2 years ago, Jen and I and the other members, we established a college that taught emergency services, and was also supported by FEMA, because some of the courses that were taught were from FEMA, and all of the students that graduated, 12 of those students, as we speak of today, they are employed. And for us, that was a success. But that should also be credited to Jen Pascal. And there's a young man, London, who also took 6 months of his, you know, from his own life to say, I'm going to come and teach these kids and set up that course. And for me, that was the greatest honor and gift that were given by ECIO. But also to say, you know, how great America was for us in terms of, you know, sharing and giving that gift of sacrifice and gift of love.
Zawelwa, anything else you would like to add, please, before we let you go?
It's been just an amazing pleasure for me to be here, but also to continue to see the beautiful work that Jen, ECIO, is doing, and with the partnership of ASU, that is just amazing, because with the children, you know, from primary school, now they can already look forward to say, I will be going to ASU. It's no longer just, you know, it's high school and what else, there's a gap. But now it's like it's, you know, from elementary, it's high school, and it's ASU. So that partnership for me is an amazing partnership, because the foundation of education is an amazing foundation of success in future life.
Thank you for coming up. Now, I know you all have a trip to Mexico that's coming up, and we're going to talk to you about that next week when you all get back. Tell us about this trip, if you don't mind, please.
Well, a lot of people here and other places have been collecting school supplies. And there's so many children who, we work all the time in a place called Acuña. Acuña is right on the border with Del Rio on this side. And there are children over there who can't get here, and they have been taken care of by a lot of the kids who came here to dance. The ones who came here for Cinco de Mayo saw them and said, we're going to help them. And largely because of the reception they had here, the children who came here to dance for Cinco de Mayo were afraid, mm-hmm. not of anyone they'd met here, but when they left Mexico and they'd heard all these things about how people in the U.S. were treating them, and they found exactly the opposite here. They found that everyone was wonderful to them. The football team had a dinner for them. The basketball team had a lunch for them. They made lifetime friends. So when they saw all these children, they said, we're going to take care of those children like the people there took care of us. So we're taking school supplies down to them, and they are the people there are going to pass them out to the ones who have just come there, new immigrants who were trying to get here but are stuck there, and they've been feeding them and taking care of them as they should and as we should. And these children are hopefully going to do all right, but the school supplies from our children are a statement. We all care. We should all care about children.
Jan Pascal and Zawad Dlamini talking about the Every Child is Ours program. Provide us an update on that. And also they'll be telling us next week about their trip to Mexico to drop off some educational supplies. Now, Arkansas State University has been involved in this by way of the football team, and the women's basketball team have helped in this particular project, as you heard in that interview. And for A State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.